USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It's 2 weeks today since the death of George Floyd, and on Capitol Hill, congressional Democrats are set to start the week by rolling out legislation aimed at addressing concerns raised by that case. The move coming after a weekend that saw more mass protests in cities coast to coast and around the globe as well. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says that bill they're unveiling today seeks to take on inequalities in the justice system, racial profiling, and excessive use of force by police. A public viewing is set for today in Houston for George Floyd. Flooding rain and possible tornadoes still threats from the remains of Tropical Storm Cristobal heading north from the Gulf Coast. It's affected Louisiana and Mississippi, but is now headed into Missouri with gusty winds and continued heavy rains. And this is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world, one life at a time.
I've had a lot of really great days back-to-back, which has been a huge blessing. Even my doctor told me, because they asked me to bring everything in that I take on a daily basis, he was very encouraged by seeing what I was taking, and he said he didn't care how many I had, and he said it's food. And the form that it's in was something that he was very, because he's an avid learner, and he's always researching, and he's always excited to see new things. And he told me, this will be good. This will help you immensely with the nutrition that you need.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
New high-tech aircraft, which were previously used in war zones, are now circling above many U.S. cities where protests against police brutality have been held for about 2 weeks now. And Will Hurd of Texas is a Republican congressman who's also a former agent with the CIA. He says, why wouldn't police use all of their resources?
If you have someone that is plotting to riot and harm individuals, right, we should be using technical means in order to stop that from happening.
U.S. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer is calling on his colleagues to pass a coronavirus stimulus package to help renters and homeowners. The New York Democrat yesterday saying that many families are still unable to make payments because of coronavirus. The bill stalled in the Senate would provide $100 billion in rent relief and $75 billion for homeowners. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Confederate statues in Virginia are coming down. The General Williams Carter Wickham statue was ripped down on Saturday evening, and Democratic Governor Ralph Northam says the Robert E. Lee Monument is going to be next.
That statue has been there for a long time, but it was wrong then, and it is wrong now.
Indy 500 race owners say if fans are allowed to attend, the Indy 500 will happen on August 23rd. If not, it'll happen in October. Police officers may no longer be welcome in schools in Madison, Wisconsin. Madison's teachers union yesterday issuing a statement that says school resource officers should be removed because of the racialized trauma they cause. The union had said that in the past it wanted officers in schools as a way to protect kids and teachers. Now the union says the negatives of having officers in schools outweigh the positives. Madison's school board will make the vote on the police officer policy this coming Wednesday. Today is National Best Friends Day. It's meant to be spent with friends sharing their appreciations for one another. In 1935, the U.S. Congress devoted today to close friends. Many post photos of their BFFs on social media. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.